The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. And as obvious from the title of the program that we speak about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, in this program we learn about his seerah, we learn about different dimensions of his blessed personality and see what a great personality, what a great leader, what a great caliph of Islam he was. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we will talk further about his personality, about his life, and in particular we'll focus upon his youth, that how was his character when he was in his youth and how he was looked upon by others during his youth. But before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In one blessed hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has stated, "He who recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him, and he who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him, and he who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the day of judgment he'll be kept among martyrs." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll be talking about the blessed youth of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. And when we talk about the youth of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, it was a very difficult youth. He faced a lot of difficulties and very difficult time during his youth. It is stated that his father, he was quite strict in nature and quite harsh in many other things. And his father, whose name was Khattab, he was very severe and very strict on his false beliefs, on his kufr, on his disbelief. He severely detested knowledge and rationality, and this was not only specific to him, but this was the case with the entire Arab, with the ignorant folk of the Arab, as they were far away from knowledge, they were far away from wisdom, and they considered this to be something very bad. The same was the case with the father of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whose name was Khattab, and he was very strict in his disbelief, and he also detested knowledge, wisdom, and rationality. And this is one of the reasons why the entire Arabian Peninsula, those who resided in the Arabian Peninsula, they were in the dark pits of ignorance, because they were far away from knowledge, from wisdom, and they deemed these very traits to be very condemnable traits. They didn't consider them to be very good. So this is also one of the reasons why the Arabian Peninsula, the people over there prior to the emergence of Islam, they were in dark pits of ignorance. Coming back to our topic, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he used to graze the camels of his father for livelihood. And when he grew a bit older, he started to graze the camels of the tribe Banu Makhzum as well. Now, remember that grazing camels, this was not considered anything bad by the Arabs, as this was their national habit, as you can say. And the valley in which Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu would graze all these camels, its name was the Valley of Dajnan. And this valley of Dajnan, was situated approximately 15 miles from Makkah al-Mukarramah. The last Hajj of his life that he performed, he passed through the same valley, the Valley of Dajnan. Now, recalling his childhood, recalling his youth, he said, "All praise is to the Lord who has no partner. All praise is to Allah who has no partner. He grants to whomsoever He wills. There was a time when in the same valley of Dajnan, I used to graze the camels of my father, Khattab. He were very strict in nature. He would make me work so hard that he would make me tired. And if I would commit any shortcoming, if I would commit any mistake, then he would beat me, he would punish me. And this is how my days and nights were spent. But today is the day, with the mercy and grace of Allah Almighty, that I do not fear anyone between me and Allah Almighty. SubhanAllah. So these are the words in which he recalls his childhood, his youth, when he passes through the valley of the Jinan during the journey of the last Hajj of his life that he performed. Now let's talk about some of the characters, the traits that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh possessed. Now, when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he reached his adulthood, it is stated that he radiallahu anh, he drew his focus towards those traits, those characteristics, because of which the noblemen of Arab, noblemen of Quraysh were deemed as a noble. Now the traits that the Quraysh had deemed as noble traits at that time to determine or deem someone as noble were having knowledge of genealogy, or having good grip on commandership, or having good grip on wrestling, or even good grip in speech, in delivering speeches. So these were the traits that the Quraysh at that time deemed as noble traits for a person to possess in order to determine him to be a noble individual. Now, Sir Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, even in the era of ignorance before Islam emerged, even in that era, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh had developed all these traits within his personality. And the noble people of Quraysh, the leaders of Quraysh, because of these very qualities, they deemed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh as a very noble person, as a very distinguished individual. Now, some of those traits were received by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh from his forefathers, and some of them he radiallahu anh made efforts for them and developed within his personality. Now, let's go through some of those traits step by step and see those beautiful traits that he radiallahu anh developed within his personality even in the pre-Islamic era. Now, the first trait, let's talk about the faculty, the trait of reading and writing. It is stated that as soon as Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he reached adulthood, then the first thing he drew his attention towards was towards learning, towards reading and writing. So very early in his youth, he radiallahu anh learned how to read and write. So he radiallahu anh knew how to read and write even in the pre-Islamic era, in the era of ignorance, when this was something very, very unique. As majority of people, they would stay away from this. And we can get the gist of this very trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh from the account of him going to his sister, Sayyidatuna Umm Jamil Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anha, and the entire account taking place when his sister presented to him that Quranic page, the manuscript of the Quran upon which the verses of Surah Taha were written. And he radiallahu anh, without the help of anyone, he radiallahu anh fluently read those verses, and he understood the message that was given in those verses of the Quran, in the verses of Surah Taha. So we come to know from this very account as well that up until now, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh had not embraced Islam. He goes to his sister, who had already embraced Islam, who presented him the verses of Quran, the verses of Surah Taha, which he radiallahu anh read fluently without the help of anyone. So he radiallahu anh possessed this beautiful character of reading and writing even in the pre-Islamic era, and this is also one of the reasons that became a cause for him embracing Islam. The entire account carries on, that inshallah we'll try to cover in one of our another episodes. Now, this very trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh knowing how to read and write was also a very distinct trait. This was a unique trait that he radiallahu anh he possessed. Even the historians, they regard this very trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh to be a very unique trait. Considering all the factors in mind, they have deemed this to be a very special and unique trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And there are two main reasons for this. Number one, they mentioned that the time when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh could read and write, it wasn't something common within the society. So it was very, very unique. You wouldn't find many people who would know how to read and write. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he was one of many few people who knew how to read and write. So this is first reason. The second reason was that when Islam entered Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh, at that time, only 17 people in the tribe of Quraysh knew how to read and write. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was also one of those. So because of these two main reasons, the historians have considered this very trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh to be a unique one. Another trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh that we find in the books is his knowledge and his expertise over the Hebrew language. Now, regarding this, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anh, he narrates that once the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he came in the court of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with one of the manuscripts of Torah. And he said that, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this is a manuscript of the Torah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he remained silent and did not respond. So he radiallahu anh started to recite it. The blessed complexion of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam started to change. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he didn't realize or understand what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the feelings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or the reason for the change in the complexion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he was also present over there. And he drew the attention of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh towards this fact, that why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his complexion is changing. So once his attention was drawn towards it, then he radiallahu anh, he became scared, and he humbly stated in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that I seek refuge in Allah Almighty from the wrath of Allah and his messenger. And then he said that we are content upon Allah Almighty to be our Lord, upon Islam to be our deen, our religion, and upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to be our prophet. So from this narration as well, we come to know that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he had expertise in Hebrew language, that he radiallahu anh was able to recite the Torah, which was in Hebrew language, in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So this demonstrates that what great expertise he radiallahu anh possessed on Hebrew language as well. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, another beautiful trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was his expertise in the matters of diplomacy, in the matters of being representative of his tribe. Now, because Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was from the leaders of Quraysh, so he radiallahu anh would be sent into royal courts or to resolve any matters of dispute that would take place between tribes, or any kind of war matters, if there would arise any between tribes, then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he would go as a representative of his tribe to negotiate or to resolve all these disputes, all these matters. So this was the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that during the era of ignorance, he radiallahu anh would represent his tribe, would represent his nation in the face of any dispute or any quarrelsome situation that would arise, or any fight that could be ignited further, or any war matter that could arise further, he radiallahu anh would go on behalf of his tribe to negotiate or to resolve all these matters. This was his status, this was his dignity, and this was his expertise in the matters of diplomacy as well, that his tribe would send him to resolve all these matters. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about another beautiful trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, in which he had attained expertise, which was the trait of wrestling. Subhanallah. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was also an expert in the field of wrestling. Now, it is stated that he radiallahu anh would also partake in wrestling competitions that would take place in the fair of Ukaz. Now, Ukaz, This is a place which is situated close to Jabal Arafat, close to the mountain of Arafat. And now every year, a fair would be held over there to hold wrestling competition. And the people of entire Arab who had expertise in this very field, they would gather over there to show their expertise. Now only those people would come in this fair who would possess some kind of expertise in this very field. Now, not only Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, but many illustrious companions who were the poets of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the likes of Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit, Sayyidina Qas bin Sa'ida, Sayyidina Khansa radiallahu anhum, who would also participate in this very fair and show their great expertise. Now, Sayyidina Abu Tayyakh radiallahu anhu, he mentioned the same account in the gathering of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu in these words, where he says that he met one shepherd. And he mentioned to him that, do you know that the one who works with both hands, i.e. Umar, has embraced Islam? And the shepherd, he said, that are you talking about the one who wrestles in the fair of Uqaz? To which he replied that, yes, I'm talking about the same individual. So we see over here that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was also famous and renowned as a wrestler as well. These are also expertise that he possessed. So we come to know over here that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was also known as a renowned wrestler. So this is also a great expertise that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he possessed. Now, another beautiful character, trait, expertise that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possessed was his expertise in the field of horse riding. This was also very important in that era, but Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he also had great expertise in the field of horse riding. And you can get a gist of his expertise in this very field from this very saying of Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh, where he says, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would mount upon the horse by jumping upon it, and it would seem as if he radiallahu anhu was born on the back of the horse. Subhanallah. This was the great expertise that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possessed for horse riding as well. And we can imagine how difficult it is to ride upon a horse, especially in today's day and age when we're not used to horse riding. But not only he radiallahu anhu possessed a great expertise, but he would mount upon it by jumping on it. And scholars like Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, they mention that it seemed as if he was born on the back of the horse, and this is also an expression of showing his great expertise in the field of horse riding. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, another beautiful trait of Faruq-i Azam radiallahu anhu, of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, is his expertise in the field of poetry. Subhanallah. It is stated that the way he radiallahu anhu had expertise in the field of wrestling and in the field of horse riding, same was the case in the field of poetry as well. He had a lot of likening. He had a lot of interest, a lot of passion in this very field as well. Now, we spoke about the fair of Uqaz, where wrestling would be held. A fair would be held where wrestling would take place. But at the same time, many poets would also attend that very fair, and they would mention their couplets. They would show their expertise in the field of poetry. Now, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would also listen to their poetry very keenly, and he would memorize those couplets that he would like. Now, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he had memorized hundreds of couplets. This also shows the great memory that Allah Almighty had given him, that hundreds of couplets he had committed to his memory. Now, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would also every now and then talk to the great poets of Arab as well, the likes of Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, Sayyidatuna Khansa, Sayyidina Qas bin Sa'ida radiallahu anhum. He radiallahu anhu would also talk to them about poetry as well. So in the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, we also find that he had a great interest in the field of poetry as well, and he had memorized hundreds of couplets by heart as well. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, another trait that he possessed even before embracing Islam, that was his expertise in delivering a speech, delivering a talk. Sayyidina Faruq-i Azam radiallahu anhu, along with being a learned individual, he was also a great orator, a great speaker, someone who would deliver a lecture beautifully. It was for the reason because of his speaking power, because his power of speech, the way he would deliver his talk. So the Quraysh would assign this task to him based on his speaking power. Another proof that we find for his great speaking power and him having expertise in the field of delivering talks was that the Quraysh had assigned him the designation of diplomacy, where he would go on their behalf to resolve matters between the tribes, or if there would be any dispute between any tribes, then the Quraysh would send him to hold negotiations on their behalf. So this also shows that he radiallahu anhu had great speaking powers, because this designation requires a person to have great speaking powers, great power of delivering words. So the Quraysh chose Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu for this very designation, which required an individual, a personnel who had expertise A, in writing and reading, and B, in speaking power. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possessed both of these duly. So this also shows that he radiallahu anhu was a great speaker. He was a learned personality even in the pre-Islamic era. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about the profession of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that what trade he carried out. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, according to one narration, he would trade in hides, in the skins of animals. And from some narrations, we also find out that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would give his land for harvest. As is found in the hadith of Bukhari as well, that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, would give his land to people for harvest. And it would be decided that if the seeds would be provided by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu for harvest, then the half amount of production would be kept by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And if people who use that land for harvest, if they bring their own seeds, then the same amount would be kept by them. So this is how this very trade would be carried out, and this is the proportionment that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu had assigned. Now, during the pre-Islamic era, during the era of ignorance, he radiallahu anhu had acquired expertise in many other fields, as well as in the field of trade. Because majority of the Arabs, they would perform trade during that era. So Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he also drew his attention towards trade, and very soon he became amongst one of the most prominent businessmen of Arab. He became very wealthy and rich individual, very rich trader of Arab. So we find in narrations that he continued his trade until he became the caliph, and even after becoming the caliph of the Muslims, he radiallahu anhu carried on his trade. Imam Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahullah, he states, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, was still carry out trade even after becoming the caliph of believers. During the summer season, he radiallahu anhu would go towards Sham, towards the Levant, with the intention of trade, and during the winter time, he radiallahu anhu would go to Yemen for his trade trips. These trade trips are perhaps also one of the reasons for the great traits that he radiallahu anhu had within his personality, such as the trait of confidence, the trait of having the great ability of resolving disputes and other issues, the trait of how to speak to people, the trait of delivering lectures, so on and so forth. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've tried to capture the youth of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and how his affairs were in his youth, in his childhood, and also what beautiful traits he had developed even before embracing Islam. And very briefly, we also touched upon his business as well, that what trait he used to carry out. May Allah Almighty enlighten our hearts further with the love of the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty enable us to tread upon his footsteps. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه.